KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Law enforcement agencies are currently in Umlazi in the south of Durban, where there's been an attempted cash-in-transit heist. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they were told that unknown suspects opened fire on the cash van while the vehicle was travelling on the N2. Jameson says security guards then decided to head into a local mall at the entrance of the area for safety.
Paramedics found three occupants from the cash and transit vehicle, which two had sustained minor to moderate injuries as a result of the shooting incidents and knocking a vehicle from the outside of the shopping complex. Paramedics are still currently in attendance and have stabilized them and will be transporting them through to a nearby hospital shortly.
Consumers who have been charged VAT at 15.5% have the option of contacting the supplier to claim back their money. That's according to the director at AJM Tax, Leonard Willemser.
So there's a mechanism that's allowed for by the VAT legislation where customers can ask the relevant supplier to issue them with a credit note. So in other words, let's say they've received an invoice for 15.5% and they've already made payment. Based on that invoice, they can then request that supplier to essentially cancel that invoice by issuing a credit note and be refunded the relevant amount that was overcharged in the form of additional VAT.
The South African Revenue Service says vendors that have not implemented the change in rate are expected to charge VAT at 15%, while those that have already implemented the rate change have until mid-May to make the necessary system adjustments. Last week, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana reversed his decision to raise VAT, effectively nullifying the budget, which was adopted by Parliament. Willemser says consumers would need to check their invoices to ensure they have not been overcharged.
So I think it's going to be a while, I would say a month or so, where you have to really diligently look at your account statement, look at your invoices that you've received and make sure that you haven't been overcharged. And in the event that you have been overcharged, inform the supplier and make sure that you action the refund process.
Meanwhile, Godongwana will today outline the technical steps ahead of the 2025 budget tabling. He will be joined by his deputy ministers and National Treasury Director General Duncan Peterser. Newswatch's Lebogang Ndashe has more.
The briefing aims to clarify the process leading to the finalization of the national budget. This came after the minister agreed to the High Court's order in the Western Cape, suspending his decision to increase VAT by a proposed 0.5%. The budget process in South Africa ensures that the government spending aligns with national policies. Today's briefing follows immense scrutiny of the national treasury by various political parties.
And in India, a fierce fire has ripped through a hotel in the city of Kolkata, killing at least 15 people. Police say several people were rescued from rooms and the roof of the budget hotel after the blaze broke out last night. An investigation into the cause of the fire is underway. Your top story this hour. Paramedics are currently in Umlazi in the south of Durban, where there's been an attempted cash-in-transit heist. Two security guards are being treated for moderate injuries. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.